From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. A lone gunman masked and clad in black is the only casualty of a shooting at the University of Texas Austin today. NPR's John Burnett says the gunman opened fire with an assault rifle, but no one was hurt.
Police have given the all clear. Students and faculty are being allowed to leave their buildings. Shortly after 8 a.m. today, the still unidentified shooter, wearing dark clothes and a ski mask, started firing an AK-47 outside on campus. Then he went to the sixth floor of the Perry Castaneda Library and shot himself. Police swarmed the huge campus while helicopters hovered overhead. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo.
We owe it to these parents and to these students to make sure that we are safe rather than sorry, and that's what we're doing right now.
The university has canceled classes today for its more than 50,000 students. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Oman, which helped secure the release of American Sarah Sherrod from Iran, is apparently also trying to win the release of her two companions who've been held for over a year. Iran has given the first official indication of Oman's role. The country's foreign minister seemed to confirm a newspaper story that said an Omani delegation had arrived in Iran and hoped to take the detainees home with it. There are some noteworthy promotions in North Korea today. Leader Kim Jong-il made his youngest son a four-star general. In Seoul, NPR's Rob Gifford says it's believed to be part of a succession plan in the secretive communist state.
North Korean state television said crucial developments were expected at the country's biggest political gathering in 30 years. Just before the opening of the Workers' Party Congress, it was announced that Kim Jong-il has appointed his youngest son, Kim Jong-un, as a general in the Korean People's Army. It was state media's first official mention of the young man in his 20s, who many believe will succeed his father as North Korea's next leader. Kim Jong-il also appointed his own sister to serve as a general in the military. Analysts say she and her powerful husband are perhaps being prepared to act as regents to the younger Kim if the older Kim should die suddenly. The 68-year-old leader is believed to have suffered a stroke 2 years ago and generally to be in bad health. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.
Jobs are the number one issue in this campaign season, and speaking to voters in New Mexico today, President Obama said a strong education system is part of his long-term plan for economic recovery.
We had the best universities in the world and the best colleges in the world, and we had the number one, we ranked number one in the proportion of college graduates in the world. We now rank 12th.
Former President Jimmy Carter is said to be resting comfortably during an unexpected stay in a Cleveland hospital. He suffered an upset stomach while on a Delta flight from Atlanta to Cleveland. The Dow now up 7 points. NASDAQ is down 4. This is NPR. Tens of thousands of California residents are without power and red flag warnings up for fire danger as parts of the state suffer a blistering heat wave. The temperature reached a new high of 113 in Los Angeles yesterday, and the mercury was above 100 from Anaheim to San Luis Obispo in the Central Coast. Forecasters say a high pressure ridge is blocking normal ocean breezes, but it was not supposed to be as hot today. The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning for South Florida. In Miami, NPR's Greg Allen says a tropical depression currently south of Cuba is expected to strengthen into a tropical storm and hit Florida sometime tomorrow.
If, as expected, it develops into a tropical storm, the depression would be named Nicole. The governments of Cuba and the Cayman Islands have also issued tropical storm warnings. The biggest concern is flooding. Meteorologists say the system could drop 5 to 10 inches of rain in the Caymans. Some parts of Cuba and Jamaica could see as much as 20 inches of rain in isolated areas, bringing the possibility of flash floods and mudslides. Flooding could also be a problem in Florida and throughout the southeast as the storm moves up the Atlantic coast. Meteorologists say this is the first in a series of tropical storms that may develop quickly in the warm waters of the Caribbean over the next few weeks, and which are expected to target Florida. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
A new Gallup poll suggests the BP oil spill has not only hurt businesses and livelihoods, but has caused psychological problems along the Gulf Coast. It found depression cases increased more than 25% since the April rig explosion. A well-being index in the study found many Gulf residents are stressed out and worried. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington. Support.